Okay, so if you'd like to join me in the praises to the 21 Taras. It's on. Maybe the amplifier isn't on. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorns Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow at your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. Om, I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage Tara swift heroic, eyesight lighting instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord Earth's her bone lotus. Homage she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort come austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bamamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses, earth, Nandravas, Yakshas. Homage with her Tra'empe sound, destroying false magic diagrams, her free pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to her very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three jewel mudra, light ray masses all excited, all directions wheels adorn her. Homage she so joyous radiant, crowning mitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking frowning with her hum sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on owner most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage she with wreath ablaze like eon-ending fire abiding, rush the fifth and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with om and soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes human knowledge mantra, orange mud of the ten letters. Homage to a witsid letter of the shapeless syllable whom five-foot something shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hermit moon of Deva-like form, with spice spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored on a joyful splendor, she dispels their dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Swaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures, Drisososa spirits, Yakshas, and race corpses supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21.
Now the prayer of the benefits on page 119. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. The first prayer we'll be chanting is the Seven Limb Prayer on page 27. In the Go Prayer Book, Essential Buddhist Prayers Book, turn to page 27. 27. We'll chant the Seven Limb Prayer. Gosum gupe gone cha se lo nye sham yi tu che ti ma lu bu to me ne sa di tun tam che sha ke pa ge wa nam la je yi rong kor wa ma tong bar du le ju ne dro la che ki ko lo kor wa rong da jen gen na jang chu chen po no. Turn to page 97. At the bottom you see the short mandal offering on the bottom of page 97. Sa ji pe ki shu shing me tok tam ri ra vli shi ni te gen pa ri Sangye Jindu Mite Uwa Nidro Gunnam Dag Shing La Che Par Shok Jetsun Lama Dampa Kienam Kichu Kukala Kienzei Chu Jinri Jita Sampe Duje Zima Lajab Geche Ki Charpa Wab Tusa Idam Guru Ratamandalakam Niryatayami Chudang Soki Shonam La Chang Chu Bardu Dani Kapsu Chi Dagi Chen Yengi Pesunam Ki Dola Fen Chu Sangke Tu Par Shok Chudang Soki Shonam La Chang Chu Bardu Dani Kapsu Chi Dagi Chen Yengi Pesunam Ki Dola pen chu sangye du para sho. Chu don so ki cho nam la. Chan chu ba du da ni kyap su chi. Da gi chu nyen gi pe su nam gi. Dola pen chu sangye du para sho.
Bye.
Good evening, Geshe-la.
Mine is off. Okay. Today we're going to complete the six out of six professions. Profession of mental stabilizations or single point meditations. Okay, number five. So if you are looking at the books, so page number 158, LC 105, okay. The benefit of practicing single pointed meditation, so benefit of practicing single pointed meditation, or benefit of doing single pointed meditation. So the result of that meditation is a well-balanced mind and well-balanced body. No? Well-balanced mind and well-balanced body. Listen, this one. When the body gets well-balanced, there will be less health complications. When the mind gets well-balanced, there will be less problem in the mind. Oh? So these are the results. These are the results of, single-pointed meditation. So, it's not here. You know, some other books is not here. You know, some other books composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. Samdhe similar, Ongju Jabu De. Samdhe means concentration. Single-pointed meditations, or you could say mental stabilization. So, there's mental stabilization. That's the literally translation of the word samte means, like steady mind. So like steady mind, not like wherever you put that mind, it's going to be firm as mountains. Not like it's going to be like a piece of paper, the wind blows everywhere. It's not like going to be like that. Similar ongjur. The concentration will rule the mind. See, now we don't rule mind. Mind rules us, our life. When you develop concentrations, the concentration will rule your mind. The single-pointed meditation is like the king of the mind. That rules all the thoughts. It controls all the thoughts. So why is it important? It's important because can you imagine how many thoughts arise every single day? How many different kind of thoughts arise every single day? not by drinking something, eating something, not necessarily. Of course, no different thoughts do arise by eating, drinking, looking, listening, smelling, touching something, all kinds of. But mainly, can you imagine how many thoughts arise every single day? Out of that thought, how many of them are positive, good? How many of them are good thoughts? If all the thoughts that arise every single day, if they are all the thoughts are good, single point meditation is no need. Therefore, because of the thought, life gets complicated. Because of the thought, life will be liberated. People do achieve liberation because of thought. People do make their life become so difficult because of thought. Not because of this body, of course. Because of this body, there's some kind of health complications. Compared to mental difficulties, there's nothing. So it's very important, how to be present, make our mind calm and peaceful. People need to meditate on single-pointed meditation. People need to do single-pointed meditations. So benefit of that is well-balanced mind, well-balanced body. What it means? It means flexible. That's why to doing physical yoga is hoping that you will reach physical flexibilities. Same, doing single-pointed meditations, hoping to reach mental flexibilities in the mind. So, mind doesn't get uptight with certain things, Someday, similar, Ongjul Jabutes, Someday, some Ongjul. Lama Tsongkhapa said, how many years ago? 650 years ago, Lama Tsongkhapa said. To who? To all of us. To all of us. Someday, similar, Ongjul Jabutes. Someday, similar, Ongjul Jabutes. Shana, Miyos. If you let it be, it's going to be firm as a mountain. Mountain. You can shake. It's going to be firm as a mountain. Shana, Miyo, Re-Ombushins. Not just mountains. Biggest mountains, like Mount Everest. Biggest mountains. Or Meru, Mount Meru, Mount Meru. Shana, Miyo, Re-Ombushins. Tangna, if you let it go, where it goes, it goes to only good things. Positive things. The only thing, positive things. Can you imagine? That's how the mental habit has been created by mind. When you let it go, it only thinks something good. It only thinks something good. It never thinks something bad. It only thinks something good. If you develop single-pointed meditation, so if you do single-pointed meditation on a daily basis, so tama gewe mi bakula ju lusim leso rewe deshe des result. Result, the great happiness of physical happiness, great physical happiness or mental happiness, there's a result. So then, ultimate results like physical pliancy and mental pliancy, Xinjiang dewa. Physical pliancy, mental pliancy, so lusim leso rewe deshe des. Physical happiness, mental happiness. What is physical happiness? From Buddhist point of view, physical happiness, this happiness is generated by seeing something, hearing something, smelling something, tasting something, touching something. These are all the pleasure or happiness generated by five senses is considered as physical happiness. Physical happiness. So single-pointed meditation will bring great happiness that related to the five senses. Not just that, but also bring happiness that related to the mind. Why? Because mind is firm as a Mount Meru or biggest mountain. If you just let it be, it's going to be firm as that. If you let it go, it only goes to positive things, you only think something positive. Huh? No, listen, this is the agent, you know. The other thing is to understand that, the benefit of, you know, single point meditation, to understand that, to keep that in your mind. Oh, the person is not your own world numbs. Tadashin and Nanjo Ombo Nams, you know. Nanjo means, you could say yogi, yogini, yogi means practitioner, so. Yogi means male practitioners, yogini means female practitioners. If you are practicing some form of meditation, so. Tadashin and Nanjo Ombo Nam, Namye Dajoms, Namyeng, see, mind, you know, that's like that's scattered mind, mind that, you know, carried out by object of five senses. Nami da, that is considered as like obstacles or enemy. When you're walking with single point meditations, they are like kind of enemies. Wandering mind, excitement mind, these are all become obstacles. Namien dajums. So destroy that obstacles, namien dajums, no? To understand that, the benefit of doing single point meditations, to understand that, so then to, you know, destroy the enemy of, you know, single point meditations, which is oh, wandering my excitement, manu. Nanjong Yejan Yamde Tetachis, Lama Tsongkhapa said, he himself practiced like that, and please you do the same things. Nanjong Yejan Yamde Tetachis, Tadde Chojang Tiji Chang Sa Los, you who is seeking liberations, freedom, do the same thing. Seeking liberations means liberation from problems, from difficulties. If you are seeking liberation from problem, then Lama Tsongkhapa said, do the same things, and you will be liberated. Okay? So there's some other text Lama Tsongkhapa said. The name of the text called like Song of Experience. Huh? So that in that text, And here this book called Guru Puja here. Chingu Namba Yevi Chiyampang is Chingu Namba Yevi Chiyampang is Ching, thinking mind. Gu, excitement mind. Namba Yang means, you know, just carry out by that. Jun, that's obstacles. Bang means abandon. All the phenomena. Chugun dembe tombe nilus means the true nature of all the phenomena. Chukun, all the phenomena. Dembe tombe nilu means ultimate true nature or ultimate truth. True nature of all the phenomena. Which is emptiness, huh? Chukun dembe tombe nilu tseji nyambar jobe tenzijis. Single-pointed, concentration or single-pointed, or seji, nyabar jebe, tenzi, so, as, tenzi, that's concentration, tenzi, this nyabar jebe, tenzi, what it says here, having abandoned the faults of thinking, agitations, mental wandering, agitations. Sometimes there's excitement, sometimes there's agitation, I'm not sure. But excitement is probably better translations, agitations. I think better than education, excitement is a better translation than education. Excitement is a better translation. You know, so it's not necessary you get agitated by, you know, mind following certain things, not necessarily. Mainly that your mind is going to carry out by some form of attachments. You know? The attachment doesn't mean that you get agitated. In anger, of course, you get agitated. Attachment is not all, not all the case that you get agitated. You know? So I think excitement is better translation. So thinking, agitation and mental wandering. So, chingu. Chingwa the gaba, chingu, chingwa the gaba. Chingu, yeah. Chingu number, you know. Oh, so then, to the samadhi of single point. Oh, this is what I'm trying to provide, oh. Chugun de betombe, nelu la, chugun de betombe, nelu la. Chugun de betombe, nelu la means upon the nature of reality of all the phenomena. That's called chugun de betombe, nelu. That's the translation of this word. The nature of reality of all the phenomena. See, nature of reality, all the phenomena, which is emptiness, basically emptiness. Huh? Another way to, where you can say is like, Chugun Debeto Menelula, Chugun Debeto Menelula, their lack of true existence. That's another way to say emptiness. Huh? So then, you know, here, Tibetan and English is a little bit different when you read. So then when you translate it, you know, it's all kind of like goes back and forth. Chugun de meto menilu la te yinyaba juga tenzishi, so. So then basically you say, I seek your blessing to complete the perfection of mental stabilizations. Yeah, basically. In front of the marriage field, you are seeking blessings to complete the perfection of mental stabilization, practice of perfection of mental stabilization. Chukun debetum menilu lao. Chukun debetum menilu. Sanskrit, what you call Sanskrit, om, like, sambhava. Debetum menilu, sambhava. Om sambhava shuddha, savadama sambhava shuddha, ham, something like that. So, Sunday Chishi, you know, like the text that composed by Maitreya Buddha, in that text it says like Sunday Chishi, Sunday mental stabilization or single point of meditation makes your mind calm and peaceful. Sunday Chishi, Lui Tol, there's no, the wisdom liberates, you know, free. Wisdom free, you know, free from the problems, so huh? Free from the problem. Wisdom free you from the problems, so huh? There's difference between excitement mind and wandering mind. Excitement mind is caused by some form of attachment. Wandering mind can be caused by attachment, anger, jealousy, pride. No, there's many different causes. But excitement mind is caused by attachment. Attachment, no? Yeah. What else? You can practice your breathing. You can practice your breathing. You know, breathe out, breathe in. One, breathe out, breathe in. Two. You count like that. You count 7, 7, 3 times, 21 times. You count. There's a way to improve your single point, you know, meditations. You can just focus on your breath in and out. And eventually, you know, in the beginning, you may end up, you know, breathing forcefully, exhaling, inhaling, but you know, eventually it has to be very natural, because we do breathe. It's not like we don't know how to breathe, but we breathe like every day, how many times? We need to know 21,000 times we breathe in and out. 21,000 times. 21,000 times we breathe in and out. It's not like we don't know how to breathe. We do breathe. Not just small amount. We breathe like 21,000 times a day. So eventually, you know, this breathing has to be very natural. So natural. And you can use, you can combine that with, you know, like some form of other practice, you know, Tonglen practice. When you breathe in, you're breathing in, or rather, this breathing, 21 breathing meditation begin with exhale. It begin with exhale. When you exhale, and you try to visualize, there's two types of visualization you can combine with breathing meditations. When you exhale, and according to Tonglen practice, when you're breathing out, when you exhale, and you exhale all the goodness, you know, loving kindness, compassion, all the good thought. All the goodness that you possess, all the goodness you possess, loving kindness, compassion, tolerance, respect, all of that, all the goodness that you possess. Oh, Buddha natures. Okay? You exhale, then you, you know, like exhale that, you know, and just imagine that, you know, like a form of white light, you can imagine, form of white light, you can exhale, then reach to all the living beings. Oh? Here in Mahayana practice, Mahayana Buddhism, you think about happiness of all living beings, not just to yourself. All living beings, okay? All living beings. Cherishing other is the draw to happiness. It's the draw to the happiness. Cherishing other. Holding very tight on self. Holding very tightly on self is the draw to all the problems. Pranitya, it's like almost like, it's considered as like chronic disease. It's never been healed. See, Rani Chebazumi Chone. Self-centric ego. Self-centric ego. How you say? Selfishness? Selfishness. You know, so that's the, like a source of all the problems, you know. Rani Chebazumi Chone. Midya Dungajibi Jutone. We have to see. We must see. We must see that is the source of all the problems. When you talk about the media, don't want to be due to the doesn't need to be changed. So, man, I'm Jesus. Cherishing others is the draw to all the happiness. Rani is the Guva Kunjigo. Always me, you know, that kind of attitude. Always me, that kind of attitude. At least need to learn how to share, you know. If you can 100% give, at least to learn how to share and how to participate. See, if your friend is so happy, do we become part of that? It's up to us. You could be like jealous. You get jealous and get nothing. Yeah, you might have so many different reasons why you are not happy that your friend or roommate is having a good time. You might have so many different reasons. But the bottom line, if you participate in their happiness, you lose nothing. Not just that, you gain something. If you get jealous, what do you get? Nothing. None. So, slowly need to learn, Oh, that's great, you know. So I say, may all sentient beings have happiness, the cause of happiness. So now, he or she is happy. So that's great, you know. That's what I pray every single day. That's what I pray, you know, every single day for happiness for all living beings. So now, that's very good. So you get mental happiness. You get true happiness. If you are happy, other person more likely feel less, insecure. Oh, not just that, that person might be, you know, be happier because you are happy. Oh, see. It's all thinking. Not just saying, it's all thinking. Without a word, we cannot learn. They have to have a word. Without a word, we cannot learn. Without knowledge, we cannot practice. We are not going to be perfect right away, but we can learn slowly, slowly. Be mindful, you know. they're saying in Tibet, you know, when you are with a group, you say, wash your mouth. When you by yourself, they say, wash your mind. No, is that easy? It's not easy. Nothing is easy. Oh? Is it doable? It's very much doable. It's very, very doable. Oh? If you can try, you can do. No, you can do. Being part of their happiness, to participate. If you can't just give them all the happiness, at least what we can do, we can be part of their happiness. Make sure that we don't become obstacle for other people's happiness. That's very unfortunate, no? Very unfortunate. For no reason, the other people, other person having good time, you just destroy their happiness. What do you get? Nothing. If you get so much happiness out of that, so then, no? There's different things, no? But you don't get happiness, no? You are not happy, other person not happy. Oh? So that happens all the time. Happens all the time. If you're not being mindful, happens all the time. Oh? You know, all this jealousy, anger, pride, all of this is a mental problem. This is all mental problems. No? This all destroyed our happiness, mental happiness. Oh? This all destroyed our mental happiness. Oh? So we need to be very, very mindful what kind of thought arise. We need to learn how to stop them and minimize them, reduce them, you know? Reduce them before they become out of control. So just want to share that, you know, like the benefit of single-pointed meditation is to control our thought. Control our thought. Right now, we are controlled by our thought. We don't control our thought. We are controlled by our thought. When anger arises, we are like, our lives run overrun by anger. When jealousy arises, when you do single-pointed meditations, you know, even though anger rises, but you are not going to control by anger, but you control anger, not anger control you. So that's the benefit, okay? Oh. So then, So now here, I'm going to read this commentary a little bit. Toa means wandering mind. Toa la deja yula toa no base. Your mind do get wandering out of attachment, but not just that. Also, cause could be anger, pride, jealousy, so on and so forth. But excitement mind is only caused by attachment, okay? So the difference between that. Or for the sake of knowledge. Oh. Then, wandering mind can be also not, wandering mind is not positive, not negative. It can be neutral, it can be positive, it can be negative. Positive, like, you know, you are just get wandered by thinking something wonderful, you know, so then you just carry out by thinking something wonderful. That's good. Generally speaking, it's good, but it's not good when you do single point meditations. You have to be present. But generally speaking, it's good, you know, give a nyumong means afflicted mind, afflictions. Affliction, nyumong means afflictions. Minute it arises, it makes your mind very unpleasant. Simju rabdu mashiwa. Oh, that's the definition of affliction. Definition of afflictions. Not here, some other text. The definition of affliction. Simju means mind stream. Rabdu mashiwa means not peaceful. Mashiwa. Shiwa. Peaceful. Shiva means peaceful. Shiva. Shanti. In Sanskrit, Shanti means no peace. Om Shanti means peace of body, speech, and mind. This Om Shanti means peace of body, speech, and mind. Om Shanti. Om Shanti means body, speech, peace of body, speech, and mind. Om Shanti. Shanti. Like not peaceful, like it makes you the afflictions make minute it arrives, it makes your mind very unpeaceful. How is it unpeaceful? Yeah, not just peaceful, unpeaceful, it's very unpeaceful. Send you Rabdu Mashiva, it makes your mind like what's the proper English to say? It makes your mind very much disturbed. It makes your mind very much, your mind is going to be very much disturbed minute affliction arises. Why? That's the definition of afflictions. Send you Rabdu Mashiva chess. Send you Rabdu Mashiva chess. Oh. Now it's talking about the kinds of wandering mind. Wandering mind can be, you know, something positive, generally speaking, thinking something positive. Oh. Gemi ge kaya mimba lumate means more positive, it's not positive or it's not negative, it's neutral. How you say no or neither? How you say? Neither positive? Oh yeah. Neither positive or nor negative, it's like neutral. You know, just thinking about the waterfall, you know, just thinking about waterfall or just thinking about this fabric, slick fabric, is not positive, it's not negative, it's just neutral. No, it's just neutral. Oh. Mind can be wonder about what all these things are here, you know, just wonder, it's not positive, it's not negative, it's just neutral. So yeah, ombo truk yula trawasu mandu yudu. Teta tanje tingi zula padu jibi. All of that, whether it's like positive, negative, neutrals, when you doing Singapore meditations, it all become obstacles. Whether it's like positive, negative, neutral, it all become obstacles. Single point of meditation means putting your all 100% your attention on one single object. That's what it means. Single point means single refers to the object. Point means, you know, if you divide our mental energy or attention to 100 different things, that's not single pointed. Single point means you are 100% your mental attention on one single object, that's called single-pointed meditation. Oh. So that's the way to make your mind calm and peaceful, according to ancient Indian teachings, philosophy. Oh. The minute you concentrate, when you concentrate on one single object, that's the way to make your mind calm and peaceful. So that's the way to stop another thought. We can stop our thought. We cannot stop thought. We cannot stop thought. But when you concentrate, that's the way to stop another thought. That's the way to stop all this busy thought. You concentrate in one single object. But we are breathing in and out. Make sure, please make sure that you are 100%, your mental attention is there. Otherwise, no, it's no single point in meditation. So need to understand all of that becomes obstacles when you do single point in meditation. Whether it's positive wandering mind, negative wandering mind, neutral wandering mind, these all become obstacles, okay? So the detailed information is like samadhi meditation or kamabhati meditations, you find there. This Lama's quoting, like Lama's talk about text. Gyobani Dvechaji Chashi Shikimbe. Excitement mind is a part of attachment. Nimoshi Jiguni Yewani Gyobami. If your mind carried out by anger, it's not excitement mind. That's like wandering mind. That's not excitement mind. That's wandering mind. If your mind is carried out by some form of attachment, so that is now excitement mind, and also same time is a wandering mind. Six root afflictions. And on you to Nininishu, on Nininishu, 20 secondary afflictions. So, wandering mind is one of them. Not the six root afflictions, but there's 20 secondary afflictions. Wandering mind is one of them. So, if you look at it, so you'll find the 20, one of them is like wandering mind. So now somebody raised questions. Is wandering mind, excitement mind, are they same or different? Somebody raised question here. If it's not same, what's the difference? And they say, somebody raised these questions. Togu, Michiks. These two are not the same. Togu, Michiks. Gavanisa, as I said, excitement mind is mainly, some form of attachment. Desha, Charto. It's not really attachment, it's like caused by attachment, It is not really attachment, itself is not attachment, but it's caused by attachment, okay? Therefore, it says, wandering mind, excitement mind, is part of attachment. What that means, it's cause. The main cause is attachment. That's what it means, okay? When it is a part of attachment, what that means, it means it's caused, mainly caused by attachment. That's what it means. Then mashiva means, you know, like, the mind is not peaceful. Mind is not peaceful. At that moment, mind is not peaceful. Doesn't mean, you know, I'm angry or upset, but mind is not peaceful. Not peaceful. Simtishiva. What's peaceful mind? If the peaceful mind that remain on one single object, that's called peaceful mind. That's called peaceful mind. Or minute mind starts to think all kinds of things, then mind doesn't become peaceful. So there's text called Kundi. Could be there's two authors, the same name, the name of the text is same, was called one title. One written by Arya Asanga, Indian master, same another one also written by Shantideva. Indian master, same, you know, Shantideva, so we all know. The Tova Teli Jachiri, okay, now wandering mind is bigger. It's much, much bigger category than excitement mind. Wandering mind is much, much bigger category. Why? It caused by attachment, caused by anger, caused by jealousy, caused by pride. So many different causes. That's why it's bigger. It's bigger, you know. Is bigger, wandering mind is bigger. Tova Teli Jachiri is Shedavaja Tova, isn't it? Because there are so many different reasons why mind get wander. Can be attachment, can be jealousy, anger, so on and so forth. Gom means meditation. Jogom means single-pointed meditation. Jogom means single-pointed meditation. Like jogom. Jogom. Jog means place. Jog means place, no? Put. Jog means put, place. Gom means you put all your mental attention into one point, single point, called jogom. Or become problems. This excitement mind, wandering mind become obstacles for single point meditations. So then jogom. Che means analyze. Analyze. There's one kind of meditation called analytical meditations. You analyze. So the analytical meditations. So wandering mind, excitement mind become problem for both of these meditations, not just single point meditations, also analytical meditations. So say for example, like generating all kind of negative mindset related to myself, my relative, my friend, my family, my country, my communities, like that, no? Not here in the Shantideva's books, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. I think chapter number 2, so maybe not sure, chapter number 2 or 1, one of those chapters. What Shantideva said, verse 2. All the people we don't like, there's no people that we don't like, eventually they are going to disappear, right? They are going to disappear. All the people that we like, call friend, relative, family, they're also going to disappear. And eventually, you will be also going to disappear. You are also going to disappear. Make sense? Therefore, everything will disappear eventually. People we don't like, they are going to disappear. People we like, they are going to disappear. You yourself will disappear. Everything will disappear. Everything will be disappeared. Mizanam jamiju, zawanam jamibuju, da jamibuju, and tijitam jamibuju. Milam nyamsu nyowashins, like a dream. All kind of things, you know, like riding horse, swimming, climbing mountains, and talking to people, all kind of dreams. You know, when you wake up, nothing. It's just dream, it's just memory. It happened while you're sleeping. When you wake up, it just become memory. Milam nyamsu nyowashins. Ubo kanda kang jeba tebe tebe yudushus. Deba tamche tombe yudushus. Whatever we experience while you are, when you are a child, when you are a teenager, when you are like, how is it, after teenager?
Young adult.
Huh?
Young adult, after teenager.
Yeah, young adults, you know, all of that. So many things happen, so many things happen, good things happen, bad things, all kinds of things happen. Now, it's just memory. Like dream. All kinds of dreams, good dreams, bad dreams, all kinds of emotions arise. All during the dream, you know, during the dream, all kinds of emotions arise. When you wake up, it's just memory. Likewise, everything in life is just, you know, become memory. All the past, not going to see them. It's not going to see. It's just past. Everything that happened is past. You're not going to see them anymore. It's just become like dream, just memory. That's all. So now you analyze. Is that true? You analyze. Is that true? Is that true? Of course, the Buddhism, you know, there talks about life before this, life after this. It's not that this is the only life. You also worry about life after this. You also think you need to take care about not just this life, the life after that, you also need to think you have to take care of them. So there are many, many quotes like that, you know. It's like once a while, if you say it, it kind of helps, it's very helpful. Then it's kind of like, you know, reminding yourself what is the most important, what's the most important things in the day, you know. What's the most important, what's the best way to wake up? With positive thought. What's the best way to go to sleep? Think something positive. Oh. Besides positive thought, everything become one point in our life, everything become nothing. When this breath ceases, everything become nothing. Even this body become nothing. Useless. Everything become useless. Is that true? Is that true? If that's true, so then based on that, so need to, I say, to think how to divide our time. What goes on? Consciousness, according to Buddhism. And if there's some positive thoughts, some magic that you created, you can take them. Other than that, everything you don't know. I'm not here trying to, you know, like, make you depressed. There's no reason to get depressed. That's the truth. That's the truth. No, it's going to happen. Like, it's only a matter of time it's going to happen. So therefore, in the Buddhism, you do think about death every single day. You think about death every single day. That's how you live your life. Based on that reality, you live your life based on that reality. When that comes, what you can take, even this body, you cannot take. people may be surrounding you, you know, all the family, relatives, but you are the only one who experience whatever the feelings that going through. You are the one, only one who experience that nobody can share. Nobody can share. Oh, that's the reality. If you have some, if you've been thinking about something positive, you know, all the times, oh, you can take that. You can take, nobody can take that. You can take that. That benefit, no, that become handy. Oh. So, see, like, money, does it help? You can have millions of dollars, put it down, doesn't help. So that's the reality. So, again, you know, here I'm not trying to make you depressed. I'm hoping you are not going to get depressed by me saying this. Huh? That's the reality. This is going to happen. It's only a matter of time. Oh. So therefore, great practitioners, when the death comes, they are happy to go. They are happy to go. They know what's going to happen. Happy to go. Second level practitioners, they have no fear. They have no fear. The last one has no regret. I live my life well. I have no regret. So there's three categories, you know, three categories. Huh? So, you know, this is something important, something to know. That's why in Buddhism, you know, meditation on death is in daily basis, you think about death. It doesn't make you depressed. It makes you, it makes you appreciate more that you are alive. You know, every morning you wake up, you can see, you wake up, there's another good day. Why? You can think something positive. You can say something nice. What it costs, it doesn't cost much. You can say something nice. Or you can think something good. You don't have to say, necessarily say, you can think something positive. When you see people, you wish them something good. Whether you know them or not know, you wish them something good. Good health, prosperity. That's merit. That's merit. No, it's not that difficult to create merit. No? You don't need to say, necessarily say something. Oh. So, you know, that meditating on death makes you more appreciate your life. Your life become more meaningful, something meaningful. Oh. So then it's the last practice, it says no regret. I live my life well, I have no regret. So anyway, why I'm saying, not saying this, I don't know what I'm saying this. So, okay, analytical meditation. That's how you analyze. You know? That's how you analyze. As I said, you know, if you don't believe in life before this and life after this, then as a Buddhist, you know, you do believe life before this, life after this. So you not just worry about this life, you worry about next life. So you know that if something goes on, then it's too late to say, oh, there's nothing. It's too late to say it's nothing. If something goes on. Yeah, see. You understand what I say?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Please say it again. Yeah. One of my friends that does know, what is the name they put the gold in our pinnacle?
Stafford.
From California, sent me this very expensive glass. The little girl sent me this with a glass.
Oh,
she made this?
She asked you to wear them in front of us.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So my eye gets better. she made this?
Yeah.
She made this? Oh, so that was bad.
Like
so, yeah, so you can please, you can say.
If there is something, if there is something after death, it's too late once you're dead to say, oh, I should have done something.
Yeah, it's too late, you know, like, I have, if you ask me, do I have a proof? I don't have proof. I don't have proof. If you ask me, do I have proof? I don't have proof. Do I believe? I do believe. I do believe. And based on many, many different reasons. Not because I have proofs, not that, based on all the teachings, I do believe. like practicing loving kindness, compassion, being kind, being, you know, like nice, nothing to do with religion. Death is definite. Time of death is uncertainty. What goes, what follows after that? So based on those 3 points, then we do good things. It's not because you are Buddhist you do good. No, no. Based on those 3 things. So. life, then you know that kind of has a thinking. It helps you. It helps you. It makes more. You appreciate your life every day. You appreciate your life. You appreciate. You don't get depressed. You don't get depressed. You know. Every day is new beginning. Every day is new beginning. Every day is new beginning. Opportunities. Every day is like opportunity to make this life happy. Not just this life, and create the cause for happiness for many more lives in the future. No, every day is opportunity. So therefore, when people who meditate on death, like Lama Zhava Rinpoche, His Holiness Dalai Lama, do they get depressed? His Holiness does 6 times a day on death meditations. 6 times a day. Do he look depressed? No. When you go to Dharamsala on the mountain, there's like monks, nuns, they live there. Hold their life. When you visit them, do they, any of them, do they look depressed? No. And here, I understand, here, people are worried. Worried. There's something you don't talk. You know, people get worried. Maybe, just think. That's why you need to analyze. That's called analytical method. You analyze. I'm not saying, oh, you have to do. I never said you have to do. No, it's up to you. I'm just sharing this, you know. Am I missing something? Right. Not thinking about that. Am I missing something? Huh? Mm-hmm. So then, you know, nobody's perfect. Everybody made mistake. Why you just hold on mistake? Why you just hold on mistake all the time? We have to move on. Every day there's opportunity. Every day there's opportunities, no? Every day there's opportunities. So, see, like, piece of aluminum. Yeah, aluminum. You understand?
Yeah.
Piece of aluminum. Yeah. If you make it like this, if you throw the water, it'll sink. It'll sink. If you make it flat, it will not sink. Why was that? See? That's what I mean. People will move on. You know, there's things that nobody is perfect. That's why we are part of samsara. If we are perfect, samsara, there's no perfections here. Perfection is liberation. It's over there. Not in the sky, but you know, I'm saying, just pointing. Not out of the Kadama said. Over there, liberations. Liberation, that's the professions. That's the professions. Not in the, maybe in the, like, where the Kadama said, coffee. That's a provision. See, everybody has a problem sometimes. Everybody has a problem, no matter how you look, what kind of talent you have, what kind of education you have. Everybody has a problem. That is called samsara. Everybody has problems, you know. Nobody is perfect. Everybody will mistake. So therefore, we should not hold on the mistake that we made and make us, how you say, you just punishing yourself. That's exactly like that. You have a piece of aluminum, you just throw. It will sink. If you just make it flat, it will not sink. We don't have to sink with our past. We can flow. I did not make this up. Lama Tsongkhapa said that in his text. 650 years ago, he said in his text, I didn't make this up. Aluminum. Yeah, aluminum, yeah. He talked about aluminum, yeah. Yeah, he did talk about aluminum.
I wanted to ask you a question going back to calm abiding.
I need to see clearly.
You can see clearly now. When you're doing calm abiding and you have single-pointedness and you have your object, and is it like when you're breathing and like if your mind wanders, you just bring it back?
Exactly that.
And then when you're looking at the object, do you try, I think I've heard you say something about this, but maybe explain it better, like you're not really trying to look at the little parts of the object, you're just trying to see the whole object, or how do you kind of visualize your object?
Of course, the idea, you know, is to see the details. Idea, you know, down the road, idea is to see crystal clear as when we open our eyes, see like that, you know, like that's the idea. But you know, when you're meditating on the beginning, you know, if there's one object, you may end up seeing two, three, that's a very common problem. If you focus on red, you may end up seeing yellow. It's a very common problem. So long as your mind is on object, that's very important in the beginning. So keep your mind in the object. If you are visualizing a person, if you see whole body, that's great. You know, if you just see the head, just hold on that. Make sure that mind doesn't go out of that. You know, don't eventually then you can expand, you know. Even if you just see one finger, you need to just hold on that. But when the mind gets out of the object, so then that's not good. So you need to bring it back to see the object. You know, in the beginning, clarity, the sharpness, is no need to concern, no need to worry. You just keep your mind on the object. Just keep your mind
for just as long as you can.
Exactly that. No. So then beginner, short. It's a very important, skillful way to do Singapore meditation. Short. Multiple times. Short.
But it's short because your mind wanders and...
otherwise, you know, you may end up doing other meditation. Oh, I'm not good. I can't sit. You know, I'm lazy. This and that. You know, then that meditation doesn't help. Yeah. So better to do short multiple times. When you become more experienced, then few, long. So then, you know, many sessions become also not good. Then few sessions, long. That's how the meditation has been done, according to the instructions for the beginner.
And so eventually, you'd like it, let's just say you're thinking about an orange, you know, orange fruit. Eventually, you would just hold that image of that
long as you want. You can just sit on orange like...
You just see it clearly is for 30 minutes or something.
Yeah, 30 minutes, couple of hours, no problems.
Wow.
Like days and days, no problems. When you become so good. So that's what I'm saying. It's going to be firm as a mountain. It won't move.
And no thoughts arise either? No thoughts even arise. So you don't even have that issue.
Probably, like all the other thoughts will, as I say, fade away or completely stop. So one of my teachers, he's the ex about the Sage Monastery. When he meditated, people go, you know, make all kind of noise, he will not notice. There are Milarepa, he put like lamp filled with the butter, traditional butter lamp, you know, he lights, the hot bottle. You put it there, it probably lasts, big one probably lasts like 24 hours, big one. And then you put it here, he meditates, he won't move. Till the bottle run out, he won't move. He won't move. No, that kind of, no, like say, you can put it there, it will stay there. 1 hour, 30, whatever you decide, it is not going to move. It's going to be firm as the mountains. Not my mind is monkey mind. Same like your mind, no difference. Probably worse a little bit. No difference. I have no experience, but I'm just saying this based on instructions. So, so, yeah.
Thank you. I think the you know, was study the Lambrin book. He said that you know you need to do balance. Like you know, you can have a single point meditation, but when you achieve that, you also need to migrate to insight or analytical meditation. So it's like you say you need to be balanced. You cannot stay for one thing for too long. What is your thought on that?
You say in Lambrin?
1 and 3.
Oh.
At least in the first chapter.
Oh yeah, please say it again, please.
You said that you need to be balanced in your. You have the serenity and insight. You know, when you achieve the first stage is that you had very peaceful in your mind to achieve the single pointedness. Then you need to migrate to insight, analyze it, and you need to do it in a balanced way. You cannot stay too long in one.
So that's like after the karma biting, after when you achieve karma biting, so that's called special insight. Called what is called vipassana. Yeah, vipassana. So in the beginning, when you are doing like, if you are you know, like say, there's a difference between single-pointed meditation and shamatha meditation. Shamatha means there's 9 stages. You follow 9 stages. So when you complete the 9 stages, then it's called shamatha or samadhi, karma abiding. Single-pointed meditation, karma abiding is single-pointed meditation, but not every single-pointed meditation is karma abiding. You know, you can just, so temporarily to make your mind calm. So you can just, you know, like, you can change object, and one day you think about prayer, one day you think about something, just to temporarily make your mind calm, not really worry about karma abiding. So in that case, you know, you can change object, but karma abiding, right from the beginning, is very, very important to choose one object. So make sure that you are, you know, become familiar with that object, because there's 9 levels that you go through. No, the day, if you keep changing object, then it becomes distractions. So then after when you reach karma abiding, then here they call, sometimes they call vipassana retreat, vipassana. According to meditation instructions in Buddhism, vipassana is the result of karma abiding. No karma abiding, there will be no vipassana. So I'm not sure, I've never been to one of vipassana retreats, but I'm not sure what they do. So, some of our members probably went to the vipassana retreat, and when I asked, so I don't know what kind of vipassana. So vipassana, they call it special insight. Why it's called special? Certain things you are not used to see, because your focus is so weak. So now you can focus. So now you see deep. That's called special insight, you know, called haktung, seeing something extra that you are not used to see before. Seeing something extra. Haktung, Tibetan word, haktung. Hak means extra. Tong means see, seeing something extra. Because you can concentrate on one object. Not like, you know, some people sometimes when they do drugs, they can stay in like one piece of leaf long time. Not that kind of, that you are not fully awake. You are not fresh. Single point meditation, you are fully awake and you are very fresh, sharp. Not like, you know, thing like that. But I've never had experience. Like if the dogs never had experience, never even got a chance to, or I say maybe no karma. Well, I don't know what.
No hippie karma,
get
sure.
Huh?
No hippie karma.
Hippie karma was ripened when I was 6 years old. Got very much drunk, lost in the fast. After that, no contact, no. So the six year old, got very drunk, drinking some like homemade Tibetan beer, and the New Year day, first day of New Year. That's the first and last. So, maybe one time in Switzerland. So Easter day. So a long time ago, so before I become Gishi, went there. So people bring so much chocolate, you know, they're like whole rabbit, chocolate. Then I eat, probably I didn't realize, some of them have alcohol, I didn't realize. I eat just whole rabbit. It kind of like, you know, got a little bit dizzy, so then after that, somebody told me there's, you know, some alcohol there, so then after that, maybe that's not really drunk, but kind of like, not much. Huh? So that's out of ignorance, not out of desire, out of ignorance, not knowing, you know, what's inside the rabbit. So it's just all, like, driven by attachment to chocolate. Monastery, there's no chocolate. So... when you get to the land where there's a lot of chocolate, then you eat as much as you can. When you go back to Manus, there will be no chocolate. maybe next Wednesday. Okay, so now time is over. I'll stop here. Is it over? Tomasi, time is over?
Yes.
Okay. So next Wednesday, huh? Next Wednesday, then finish the professional mental stabilization is almost now finished. You know, so then next, you know, one is like the last perfection, the wisdom, and talk about living about emptiness, okay? Well, yeah, thank you very much, thank you.
So, go back to the Essential Buddhist Prayer Book, and go to page 263, and we'll read the final Lamrim dedication, Lamrim Mon Mam Juksul. From my two collections, vast is space, that I have amassed working with effort at this practice for a great length of time, may I become the chief leading Buddha for all those whose mind's wisdom eye is blinded by ignorance. Even if I do not reach this state, may I be held in your loving compassion for all lives, Manjushri. May I find the best of completed graded paths of the teachings, and may I please all the Buddhas by my practice. Using skillful means drawn by the strong force of compassion, may I clear the darkness from the minds of all beings with the points of the path as I have discerned them. May I uphold Buddha's teachings for a very long time. With my heart going out with great compassion, in whatever direction the most precious teachings have not yet spread, or once spread, have declined, may I reveal this treasure of happiness and aid. May the minds of those who wish for liberation be granted bounteous peace, and the Buddha's deeds be nourished for a long time. By even this greater path to enlightenment completed due to the wondrous, virtuous action of the Buddhas and their sons, may all human and non-human beings who eliminate adversity and create conducive conditions for practicing the excellent paths never be parted in any of their lives from the purest path praised by the Buddhas. Whenever someone makes effort to act in accordance with the tenfold Mahayana virtuous practices, may you always be assisted by the mighty ones, and may oceans of prosperity spread everywhere. Now turn to page 244 and 245. Kanirawe korwe shinkam de pendan de wa malu shuwene chere si guanten zingyatsoi
Shape sita bardu tenju chi jonu ie nala wang shor tu awatare tsembara sopa dosange we testo de pelcho shasyo gengyu lama so wade tupsu chan chin chan genge we ten tsin kyon te we Kunsu do po tse Chok sun ku we le mun tu du Pa dok so du she Kun du shap ten sho Om tare tu tare tu re so ha Om tare tu re so ha Om tare tu tare tu re so ha Om 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 tare tu re so ha